I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Because I read a survey yesterday that said 22% of women, let me rephrase that, 22% of parents found out that their daughter was on the pill through another sibling.
Oh.
In other words, you're all sitting around the table, right, at dinner sometime, and you at the age of whatever, 18, 17 or whatever, are having some kind of conversation. Maybe you tick off your little brother or something at the dinner table, and he just rats you out about being on the pill. Now, maybe he's 14, he knows what it's all about, but somehow, some way, he found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you guys is, and I don't think we'll need to use the voice disguiser for this, but I want to know how your parents found out you guys were on the pill. The accidental ways. Yeah. Like, you guys didn't have the talk. You didn't go to Planned Parenthood together.
Right.
But you went on the pill, and I want to hear about the bizarre ways that your parents found out that you were on the pill. Melissa, you want to go first?
Sure.
404-741-1005.
There for a while, I'm sure my parents wished that I would go on the pill, you know, but I've never been on the pill, so.
Now, Jen, I am just guessing here. I am guessing that there was a talk with your parents. There was an education.
Not with my dad. No. Lord, no. Yeah, daddies and daughters, that's a difficult conversation. But no, I remember I was already active and using condoms and that sort of thing. And was in this really, this conversation with my mom about something completely different. I was talking to her about fighting with my boyfriend. And she probably, now looking back on this conversation, she probably knew I was active with him because I was so emotional about this fight that we had had, and I was telling her about it. And she was probably prodding the right questions to get it out of me, but I never knew it at that point. And I just started crying, talking about this fight I was in with him, and basically just blubbering, crying, you know, snot filled, like through my snot and tears, I blurted it out that I was having sex. And so immediately the next day, my mom had me a doctor's appointment with her gynecologist, and I was on the pill right the next day.
Oh,
because
really?
My mom was just so concerned that I had been having premarital sex without ever going to the female doctor. Because once you cross over, you're an adult woman, whether you're starting really young or not, like your body is acting as an adult. So you have to have all those adult things. So I didn't plan on ever telling my mom. I didn't ever ask to go on the pill, but in just my blubbering emotional state, I just kind of blurted it out. My mom took action right away. But I don't think my dad, I don't think I've ever discussed the pill with my dad.
I want to know the ways that your parents found out that you guys were on the pill, obviously, rather than you just telling them.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jessica. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Yeah, it wasn't the pill. I didn't take the pill until I was a lot older, but my boyfriend at the time was good friends with my brothers, and when we broke up, he was really mad, and so he told my brothers where we hid our condoms, and they told my parents.
So how did they tell you? Did you just walk in one day and your parents are holding condoms in their hand?
Well, it was actually really weird because my parents didn't mention anything about it until a while later because they didn't believe my brothers. Like, they were just so under the impression that, you know, she would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't check up on it. But my mom later on was like, I should have listened to your brother if they tried to warn me. It was horrible.
How did your brothers treat him?
They were like best friends. He was like a member of the family. My parents still loved him. My brother still loved him. I was like the black sheep for getting rid of him.
That's weird because, yeah, I know my brother and sister were closer in age. And I know that any time that a guy treated my sister wrong, then my brother was right there to step in. So I was surprised that her brothers ratted her out instead of protecting her, you know?
Maybe the better question is, how did they find out you were using any kind of contraception at all? Because there's so many to choose from. Hey, Leslie.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, my mom actually found out I was in the bathroom in my underwear. And I was using the patch, and it was on my behind, clearly.
Oh, no.
She looked at it and said, what the hell is that? And I said, well, it's a bandage. I lied. Oh, it was a bandage. She said, do I look stupid? And she yelled at me for like an hour straight.
Oh, really?
You're like, I cut my butt.
Shaving.
I didn't know what to say, but I just really did not want to tell her what it was.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 19.
Okay.
And what'd she say? You think I'm stupid?
Yeah, she asked me that. I think she was stupid. And I was like...
Well, teenagers do think their parents are, and they're not.
And, well, this goes both ways also, because your parents never want to believe that their little girl is having sex. There's no way. Not the way I raised her. That's a statement about me. No.
Oh, it's called nature.
Filter in.
You know?
This happened to a friend of mine in high school. Her and her mother got in a really heated argument. Her mother was convinced that she was smoking, and one night they were arguing about it. The mother grabbed the girl's purse, turned it over, dumped everything out on the kitchen table. No cigarettes fell out, but her birth control pills fell out.
Oh.
That's how she found out.
I wonder what would have been worse for that mom, sex or smoking?
She said that they went for like 2 or 3 weeks without even talking. Her mom took the pills, walked out of the room. They went for 2 or 3 weeks.
Took the pills away?
Yeah.
Well, that's like the summer from
sex. And then didn't talk to her about it.
That's proper parenting right there.
Come on. I know it got to be awkward, but parents, you got to suck it up and be like Jen's mom and take control and be mature about it.
Are parents that clueless that they think their 17 and 18-year-olds aren't having sex these days?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I don't think that changes throughout the years, man. You never want to believe your little girl's having sex.
I don't know if it's clueless or maybe just denial. They don't want to believe it.
Denial. Believe that. Hey, Christy, you're on the Burt Show.
Hi. When I was 15, I started taking birth control, but it's not because I was having sex. It was for other problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctor on an unrelated thing, and they were doing blood tests and asked me in front of my mom, are you taking the pill? I said, no. And then they're like, okay, you need to take the blood test about 2 hours.
I'm sorry,
your phone's breaking out.
Good morning, Karen. You're on the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi, I was doing something really silly. I used to write an S on my calendar every time I had sex with my boyfriend. So one day I came home and my calendar was on my bed. And my mom was like, you know, are you having sex? And I tried to deny it, but I mean, the S was pretty obvious.
You think you're so sly.
What's the most S's you had on one day?
I didn't do it by a number of times, just the day.
So S marked the spot.
Now, were you on birth control at the time, or did she put you on birth control after that?
No, after that. She made me go to the doctor.
I mean, she's not the only one that's done that. I've told the story before when I was in junior high school, and I will repeat that. Junior high school, I was sitting behind a girl in English class, and she would put stars on the calendar. And when she opened up her planner, she had a star on the day that we were in class. And I said, what is that for? And she said, when my boyfriend and I had sex before we came into school this morning, and she had stars on the days that her and her boyfriend had sex.
Now, this girlfriend turns used to do hearts.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This turns out real well for the guy, especially in that case and in the case I'm about to tell you about, because me and Debbie Pierce in high school, you know, we were in her house and her parents were gone and, you know, we were having a great time. And then we ended up taking a shower together and her mom came into the house at that time and followed the trail of clothes into the bathroom while we were literally in the shower together. And I, like any brave 18-year-old, run as fast as I can out of the house. And I don't call for like 24 hours, and I finally get Debbie back on. I'm like, are you okay? Is everything all right? And she's like, yeah, she's making me go on the pill. And all I could think of is, yeah!
This is
a win-win.
Yeah. Like any brave 18-year-old, you run back over to the house as fast as you can.
And her mom was so cool about it, especially from my angle, because she never told her dad, never said a word about it.
Yeah, because he would have killed you.
He would have killed me.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so many secrets that moms keep from dads. Absolutely.
Maybe that's where we go with this next. Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, well, all right, so my dad is the big scary kind, okay? And so I was borrowing my mom's car, And, you know, stuff happens in cars. And so we left the condom wrapper in there. And it was just the wrapper, which was, and so, you know, my dad's cleaning out my mom's car.
Oh, no.
And he's like, hey, what's this? I was like, well, you know, and you kind of can't get around that one. So, yeah, that's how they find out.
At least your dad didn't accuse your mom.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.